Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no-goes based on the data you had prior to LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're yelling, fine.
Okay, retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guide.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
It is Saturday night. It's March 7th, 2020. Where's all the time going? I'm your host, John Almada. Good to be here. You're listening to Soul Stream. We're back after quite a long hiatus. We were briefly on in 2017, I think, in 2018 time frame, and then kind of retreated back. Had a lot of life challenges going on, but we are back. Things are going relatively good. Of the three people here on the phone, none of us have the coronavirus yet, I hope. And we're still here alive. We're not going to become ghosts anytime soon, but we are going to be talking ghosts tonight. And I have with me my co-host, my intrepid co-hosts across the United States, one nearby me, one far away from me in Ohio. Scott is sometimes known as the Ohio Grassman, but right tonight he's just Scott. And then we have Brenda. Brenda Orr is here with us, and she's down in the valley near the Sutter Buttes. And who knows? They might become volcanic any time. And you're welcome to come up here to the Sierra Nevadas and get away from it all. So, hello, you two.
I'm good.
We love you too, John.
Did I leave you guys speechless or what?
And I really hope you're not predicting that the Sutter Buttes are going to become volcanic. I don't need that in my life.
Well, you never know. I could say S happens, but it does, you know? You never know. I mean, we all know Hollywood tells the truth. After all, they had a volcano appear in the middle of Hollywood, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thank God we had the Men in Black guy there to kind of save the day, you know. He was tilting buildings over on their sides to direct the lava flow and all that stuff, you know. But, yeah. But we're here. We're here for our second show in a row. And we're going to be doing more of this. We are going to continue for a while just so I get some of the business stuff out of the way. The shows that we're doing here on Blog Talk are only 1.5 hour, but we are going to be broadcasting very soon. We've done our broadcast tests on Twitch, and we have a channel called twitch.tv/soulstreamers, because some sorry ingrate took Soulstream as the URL, and I just want to find a guy and pummel him. It's like, you took my property. But anyway, we are going to be doing back-to-back shows. We'll be doing back-to-back shows on Saturdays and Sundays, probably in the next week or two. I'll kind of finalize it all and make sure I've got content ready and all that. I forgot all the work that goes into planning shows. So, you know, it's a bit of work putting this all together. But tonight we're going to talk ghosts, ghost stories.
That's what happens when you retire, John, is that you forget how to plan things.
No, it actually gets worse. It actually became a lot worse. And now that I have a parent, in assisted living because the stroke she had here last year, it's been a lot of planning, and I've gotten pretty good at it. But I finally had a little time free up where, I'm not in constant emergency mode. And I had some very valuable advice from a very dear person to me who kind of pointed out to me the value of clocking in and clocking out. So Clock in, I do what I can, and I can't solve all the world's problems that day, and I clock out, and I go home, and then I figure out what to do next, and I give myself permission to have a life, you know, so doing this work is important to me, and I've been a medium my whole life. I've been chasing ghosts. I've seen UFOs and experienced the unknown, so yeah, why not share it on air, you know, and I've got a radio voice, too. Who knew? So, yeah, but ghost it is, you know. You two, you know, I mean, a lot of you, I see Yachtman out there. He knows me from way back. He was on the show so many times and listening in and chatting with us. But everybody knows my story of the haunted ranch I live on. And matter of fact, I was hearing a spirit tonight, a man's voice clear across the house was talking, and I could not hear what he was saying distinctly. But it was just this very distinct talking going on. And, you know, I have a whole host of spirits on the ranch. But I wanted to kind of throw it at you two and give you the show to talk about the things that have happened to you in terms of spirits that you've either lived in and around or haunted places you've been in. And so you two duke it out. I'm not going to flip a coin. One of you go first. And just start talking about, the things that you've run into. And let's hear your stories, because mine you'll hear a million times. So.
Well, they've heard mine, too. So I think we should let Scott talk about his experience.
Oh, yeah, here we are.
Well, go ahead, Scott. Let's put you on we're going to put you on the spot here, my friend.
All right, well.
I'm doing to you what John always does to me. John always says, okay, why don't you go first?
Oh, my God, no. Well, I'll tell you what. How about I do the interview format? You know what? I'm going to switch to interview format. Usually I have notes in front of me, but I can kind of wing it here this time. So, Scott... let's talk about what got you into the world of paranormal research. And was there an experience that got you going into this that you had maybe run in with a ghost or you saw something that was unusual?
Well, actually, it was like the opposite, because when I was younger, I was doing paranormal stuff. I read a lot of stuff and I never had any occurrences happen to me. So once I got my life in order and I had a chance to do it, I decided to join a team. And from there on, I mean, I've had so much stuff happen that is unbelievable. That you don't see happen. You know, from whispers in your ears. And, I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, and you,
I mean, I just,
yeah, you were telling me that you like me, are an EVP magnet. You know, you put a recorder in your hand and spirits come running up to talk to you. And so you really were able to pull them in, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They got very lucky out when we go. I mean, it's very rare that we didn't get something. And I don't talk to them. I mean, you have a different class of EVPs, you know. And most of them, I think, we got snow crash days and stuff, but there's a couple of those really clear that we got that
yeah.
No doubt you knew what they were saying.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing with EVPs. I've been blessed in the fact that, you know, I've gotten tons and tons of Class A and sometimes A+, you know, those ones, you know, there are those 10 that I have that are just unbelievable. One that got me on a TV show of all things. But, you know, in your case, I mean, it was the same kind of a deal. I mean, here you were right in the middle of Civil War stuff. And we're actually going to do a show with you next week talking about, you know, we're getting all our notes together for going through some of his EVPs and the show Civil War sites that he actually was investigating.
Yeah.
And so a lot of that will be coming on, you know. Yeah, but you investigated Gettysburg quite a bit and ran into quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah, we did that up a few times. We didn't get as much as we thought we'd get. At the battlefield, but there's places up there we went, like a bed and breakfast we went to. I'm not going to get into it too much, because that's going to be part of our show. But the homes up there, like the mid-1800, you know, farmhouses and stuff, they're still up there, right in the middle of the battlefield.
Yeah, well,
so.
You showed me that today. We were talking, him and I were chatting earlier in the day as I was working on my website and stuff, and we were going back and forth, and you sent me a photograph, or actually map, Google map images of this old old home that was haunted there, and also one that was of a bed and breakfast. I think you were mentioning that earlier. And it was right on the battlefield, and it's incredibly haunted. And I watched it. It was actually a video you sent me, that YouTube video. And so, you know, and I found that a lot with, you know, open sites. Yeah, you get EVPs, but once you get around structures, that's when things really light up, you know. So.
Yeah. I think it's in the walls.
Say that again?
Yeah. I see, I think through the walls of the place, you know, it actually is part of the foundation and the land, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah. Well, what about, now you've been kind of away from this for a while, and so just people know a little bit about you. You've been going through your own challenges like I have, but health-wise, I'm dealing with degenerative disc disease in my back, and I have to walk with a cane quite a bit of the time because... it's just, you know, it's a whole host of problems all in one area of my back, and I'm on special medications for it, and, you know, but I'm getting around in life, so, you know, I'm not looking for anything to complain about here, but you yourself are dealing with a similar type issue, although you have inflammation in a different part of your body, and so you've been away from paranormal just like I have.
Yes, for a while. It's just like I can't drive anywhere, so I can't do certain things and stuff. But you know, some days are better than others, and most of the times they are good days. So, and that's why I told you to put me to work.
you're in the same boat I am. We've been through kind of, you know, this whole journey of getting kicked off of the things that we love to do, and now we're back at it. But you're dealing with it with a part of your brain that's actually been impacted. And, you know, and I'm at the other end. Yeah, I'm down by my butt cheeks where it's all hurt and there. Real
right. Sean. So
well, you know, you got to say it like it is. You know what I mean? Oh, hey, Timmy. I see you out there. Tim's all. Yeah, he's a great. Tim's a great paranormal investigator, a friend of mine. I was trying to get off my butt talk there. Anyway, but Tim's there. Tim is back east, and I think he was doing something with being a chef or something like that, if I remember right. And he had something with cats. So Tim, if you put it in chat there, I would definitely be. Yeah, he's a cat guy too.
Cats.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of that.
Oh,
yeah.
We love cat people.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got my Sheila. She's sitting there. Oh, she's laying there looking at me from her bed like, what are you doing? Why are you over there? I want a treat. Bring it to me. Yeah. But you know, the whole thing with the spirit world, you know, in your set part of the world, I mean, everything seems to revolve around all the 18th century, 19th century ghosts and all that. Mm-hmm. How many cases did you do, Scott, when you were investigating at your peak? I mean, were you doing, like, every weekend kind of thing, or were you guys really kicking it?
When we first got in, really got into it, we probably were doing, probably the average investigation a month, maybe. Emergency case or something. We, you know, for somebody who needs us, we go during the weekdays and stuff and help them too. So we didn't just do on weekends. Sometimes we help them during weekdays too.
Yeah, you know, and that's the funny thing. I found that with investigative work, I was taking on more than I could possibly do, and we were getting.
John?
Hello?
Are you there, Scott?
I'm here.
Can you hear
me? Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. I think we lost John.
Oh, shock.
Well, it's just you and me now.
Oh, yeah. I'll kind of hit that.
We can talk about him now.
All right.
I wonder what happened. He probably pushed the wrong button.
Oh, yeah, it's this new toy.
Yeah, I know. He's been trying to figure that out, so he probably pushed the wrong thing. So the investigation at Gettysburg, that actually piqued, I'm a history nerd, so that actually piqued my attention. So do you,
hello?
You actually got, there you are.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah,
back.
I dropped out.
Awesome.
Yeah, I had a program crash on my broadcast computer. My OBS decided to die, and then I looked up, and I'm like, I'm talking to empty space. Nobody's there.
Well, that's okay.
Anyway, go on with what you guys were doing.
We took the opportunity to talk about you.
I didn't hear it. You two were talking at the same time.
Yeah, we took the opportunity to just talk about you. So,
okay, yeah. You can talk about me. Anytime. I can take it. You know, come on, give me your best shot. Yeah, my Skype just started to south on me, man. That thing was just like it was just like all of a sudden it was just the sounds of like, and I'm like, this is not good. Luckily, I've done this many times with Blog Talk. It just drops off, and you just dial in again, and stuff continues. Yeah. Thank God. Now, Brenda, you've had your chance. You're now you were second in command. You were like, okay, I'm taking over.
Yeah, and I probably failed miserably because I'm not the captain. You're the captain.
You kept the show going. That was the important thing. Yeah, no problem.
Well.
But anyway, we were getting into talking about something before I got off into the weeds. They're trying to get back on air, but so Scott, you're getting back into this. You're wanting to go back on investigations there where you live right now because you were talking about that to me today.
Yeah, Ohio's a good place to go too. A lot of stuff out here.
Yeah, you lived. I think you lived in Pennsylvania before, right? You were in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I lived in Pennsylvania. I moved out here 3 years ago. So.
Yeah, to Ohio. Well, I'm doing the same thing. I mean, with Ghostwriter Investigations, you know, my group, basically right now, I'm the only member, Brenda and. Scott can say they're part of the group, which I'm just going to say, I'm going to be mad. I'll just say,
we barely
are in pictures, you know, so.
Well, just give me some audio.
Somebody's in trouble with their audio.
We're getting a lot of interference.
Yeah, I think that was Scott's connect. He was fiddling with that before when we were running through startup on the show.
Yeah,
man. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Good. All right, so we'll continue on. We're having our early show rattle out all the bugs kind of stuff going on here on show number 2, but disgruntled. Hi disgruntled. You?
Getting back to you being the only member of Ghostwriter Investigations, you do have another member.
Yeah, but we haven't done the investigating.
No, I know, yeah. But that's because we need to plan something. But you do
yeah,
have
you
another
know, I'm thinking
investigating
that's,
whenever you get ready to do one.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny. I was looking at the coronavirus stuff going on, and I was thinking, gee, you know, I'm going to have to wait until this so-called event is over, because I'm of the belief that in about 6 weeks, this is all going to be gone, and the warm weather will have killed the virus off. But I'm thinking probably sometime after April. I would like to do an investigation of probably go out to Coloma. And just do a daytime investigation and shake down the equipment and see what's going on. And then I did get this morning, as I was working on the website, which was in woeful need of update, I got a call from a friend of mine, actually not a call, but a Facebook Messenger, asking me if he would, I would friend a friend of his who she's having a ghost problem in her house. She didn't believe in ghosts until she moved into this haunted place. And so tomorrow morning I'm going to be getting on the phone about 10 o'clock and finding out what in the heck this is all about. So we may have an investigation faster than we think, but, you know, and okay. Scott, I'll definitely be loading evidence up for you to analyze too. You know, we'll be able to have
Yay.
The whole team work it, but yeah, so you get some raw evidence to go through and we'll just work through that. But, yeah, but it's, how about you, Brenda? I mean, you're living out there by the Sutter Buttes in that place that you went into, and you mentioned to me about a year or two ago when you moved in there that there was stuff going on there.
Well, I live in it's an old army house that was built. It's pre-World War II. It's built 1930s something. So there, it's not. It's very comforting energy in here. But I do sometimes see some shadows, and I had a strange incident with a teddy bear, where I have, not that I have toys or anything in my house, but I do have a teddy bear that was in one, it was in my front bedroom, and I got up one morning and it was face down in my living room, and that happened about three mornings in a row. I found it face down in the same place in my living room. And so I moved the teddy bear, and that hasn't happened since then. But I've noticed sometimes things get moved, and but there's a really calm energy in here, so I've never felt anything negative. And whoever is in here with me has been here for a long time.
They're probably
what I feel.
They were a little prank on you or something, you know?
Yeah. I kind of, at that time, I kind of got a child's energy.
What child energy?
That was kind of what I was feeling, that it was the energy of a child.
Oh,
yeah,
ball in front.
I would. You'll put a ball in front of him?
Yeah. I haven't done that.
Yeah.
I have cat toys all over my house, so.
Yeah, you know, I had, we had. Here on my ranch, we had so many different spirit activities going on. Not all of them were good, and especially when my father was in his final year of life, he was he had a lot of stuff going on from the massive stroke he had also, and it ended up he started having nightmares, and we were hearing that he was clawing at something in the night. And then we had another incident after an investigation I did, and something followed me home, and it attacked my mother. And I had at the time I was living out in the our back cabin, that was my place, and it never followed me there. It messed with them, and so we ended up using black tourmaline and different things and different techniques, sea salt by the beds and that kind of thing. And when I did that, my father didn't believe in any of this, but he's having these nightmares. So we quietly put all this stuff in, and it all just came to a squalling halt. And, the spirits in here, there's stuff. And what was funny, what triggered me to say all this is because when my mother had her stroke, I was in here all alone. And then it was really kind of a deafening silence, and then you would hear stuff going on, and it was really heating up and in those first 2 weeks of the stroke in last May. So I ended up Debbie's probably gonna laugh, she helped me go get a cat, and I went in to get a male cat, and I walked out with a Sheila. So and it's funny, One of the things I found out later that I did not realize is that cats are very protective energies of a house, and they will drive away spirits that are not good. And so instinctively, I picked this cat, and it was just great. And she's just become, you know, she's my buddy. I mean, everywhere I go, she has to be. If I go to walk, she flops down in front of me and wants her belly scratched, you know. And she's just the life of the house now, you know. So she's a part of that spirit of it, and it's definitely made the energies in here a lot better. So I recommend that
in
to
fact,
the people that have a haunting going on.
I've
get
that.
A cat.
I've done that myself with people that have come to me that have had some pretty frightening experiences. I always ask them if they have pets, and if they don't, I always recommend that they get a cat, because a cat will protect you from that kind of energy.
Yeah, it's rather amazing. I mean, I it was instant. The second that I brought her in, the house just calmed down, and I was not feeling like I was the only life form on the property. I mean, when you're the only person on a 6-acre ranch, the place gets awful big, you know? So,
yeah.
It kind of changed. And I've been a lot happier having her here, you know. And when we realized we couldn't bring Mom home because of the severe amount of damage she had from the stroke, then it was just, you know, I looked at her and it's going, it's just you and me, kid. But she thinks she runs the house, and I let her think that. But, she'll do anything.
Yeah. She does own a house around.
You know, what's funny is she'll sit there and she'll look up suddenly and look into the hallway, or I'll be with her in the living room, and all of a sudden she just goes to full alert, and she'll run up and jump on her cat tree, and she's looking intently at a different part of the room, and then I'll know there's somebody there. You know, a few times you'll feel that. Well, hairs stand up, and that's kind of the good indicator that, yeah, you got a real spirit energy, because it just, you know how it is when you guys have had that happen. You walk into a really haunted place, and all of a sudden all your hairs stand up, you know, and it's just amazing.
A lot.
We're getting close to the end of the show. Half hour goes real quick on the free version of Blog Talk Radio. I used to do 2-hour shows here. But you know what? I'll kind of wind it up here and thank both of you. Even though we had a little technical trouble and our little glitches along the way, we're kind of working this all out. But what we will be doing is half-hour shows like this on Blog Talk, you know, keeping clued in with our audience from way back when, and some of the nice folks have showed up here. It's good to see you all. Disgruntled Special Family Connection, Timothy Zuhl, and Yacht Man, good to see you guys. And we will be, I'm thinking we're going to do a test show on twitch.tv/soulstreams on Sunday. It will be at 9:00 Pacific time, 12 Eastern. And I'm scheduling it for a couple of hours. And we're just going to basically try out all the bells and whistles. And I'll talk about whatever we talk about. And I don't have a dial-in for that, but for those of you who have Discord, I'll post information on the Facebook page for Soulstream, which is facebook.com/soulstreams. And if you know how to use Discord, you'll be able to dial in, and I'll add you into our Discord server, and then you can talk to us right on air, just like you're doing here. So anyway, I wanted to thank you both. Despite all the technical issues, thank you, guys. You're both valued members of the organization now.
Yay. Well, thanks, John.
So you've just now acknowledged me as a valued member after, what, 25, 30 years of knowing you?
I love you, too. Okay. I love you both, man. Let's do your hug.
Hello, Yan.
Trust me, you both have been valued. You've been part of my life over the last 10 years, both of you in different ways. And before that, you, Brenda, going back many years. So we've known each other forever. And, but I'm sufficiently chastised. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, to the audience, thank you so much for being here. And we will be going off stream here in 15 seconds. And I will see you guys on the next time, 9:00 sharp. Civil War Ghosts with Scott Wise telling his story. This is This is a... Oh, God, I can't even say it now. We're goodbye. I'm rouging it, man. My brain is melting. And this is all on stream, so we watch the mics because they're still hot and they're still recording over there at BTR. So
you forgot the name of your own show.
I could not. I just know how it goes. Yeah. It's so yes. It's so steam.
Right.
I need more coffee.
That was fun.
Yeah, it goes entirely too quickly, but that was a surprising moment. We had the I was sitting there and all of a sudden I heard this ding and I look and I go, I talk into the microphone and I'm hearing myself, of course, on my mixer, but I'm going, nobody's talking back to me. And I look and I go, oh no, Skype's gone. Oh crap. So, anyway, but you know what? It's the stuff that happens with the show. What's that?
Could you still hear us?
No. Skype was gone. It crashed completely. I had to fire it back up, and I was totally afraid I was going to have to completely reboot the broadcast computer, but something happened. We've got wet weather going on here. It's been raining, and I'm suspecting that we probably have. I'm having some weird dropouts on my internet line, and I'm going to be talking to Comcast about it, and I'm thinking what's happening is we've got probably an open panel box where on my telephone pole where it all hooks up for the for my internet line. And I'm thinking what it's happening is we're getting a little moisture in there. And so I think that may have been part of what happened. And I got so flustered, I probably vaporized it with the sudden shock of heat coming off my body. But at least we can.
I'm sure that's it.
Oh, all better now. Oh, thank God for that heat pulse. I'm had a hot. I'm old.
John is hot bod.
That was a long time ago. Trust me, son. Oh my God. Well, I am going to. We'll go ahead and end it here, my friends. So, good night to both of you. And if you want to dial in tomorrow, if you both know Discord, I'll post the link to get to my Discord page on SoulStream, and then we'll just test it out.
I'm
all. What's that?
I'm all right. I'm right in there.
A mold?
I'm already in there.
Oh, okay. So you've got Discord?
I'm already on Discord.
Okay, cool.
Yes, I do.
Well, I'll put that for you both. And then, Brenda, for Discord, you can actually put that on your phone. So I don't know what kind of phone you have. Yeah, Discord, I think, is available for Apple and Android. So, okay?
Okay.
All right, you guys.
All right.
Well, I would play my Fly Girl stuff, but I don't think it's going to be legal, so I won't do that.
No, don't do that.
Let's not do that.
Don't
All right,
do that.
Fly Girl.
Good night, you
guys.
Okay.
Take care.
Good night.
See you guys later. Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. And before we go off, probably still on stream here. Yes, we have a lot of fun on the show, don't we? Just my thoughts about things. I'm looking right now at the Universe Sandbox. It's a program I have that's just really beautiful. It shows all the different scales and places in the universe, and I'm looking at our galaxy actually spinning and what it would look like from about 100,000 light years away. And, it's a big universe, and there's a lot in it we don't know about, a lot of things that are just beyond human comprehension. But every time I think that the world is getting too crazy and there's too much sadness, too much sorrow, too much unhappiness, I think about the family I have left and the people I love, And then the other thing I look at is I go out and I look at the universe. And right now, here I am on my computer because it's cloudy outside. And here I am looking at this and this amazing spiral we live in. And we have no idea how all of this works. So just remember to go outside and look up in the sky when you're getting a little concerned about everything. And remember just how big it is and that somebody else is in charge of everything. All right. This is Soul Stream. We're going to sign it off. Good night, everybody.